Hi, Gina here. Thanks for listening to the Weigh In with Gina podcast. This podcast was originally created from my 91-day guided weight loss program. I wanted to let you know that our spring summer group is now open. If you want to sign up, space is limited. So run, don't walk, and get your spot before it's too late. Now, let's get into the episode.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact. You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Just jump up with straight there. Hello, good morning, happy Monday. Hi everyone, how you doing? Oh my goodness, what a day. We're having a snow day where I am. Kids have been off school for the last couple, they've been off school since the holidays, and then another extra couple weeks. They shut the schools down. They're supposed to go back today, and of course there's a snowstorm. So I hope that you are safe and warm wherever you are. okay, so here we are, week one. It is day 8 of 91 days. We have a lot of time left to lose a lot of weight. Prep week is all about reading the information. We know it's a lot, which is why we give you the whole week. For some reason, and I know exactly why, when it comes to dieting, people are expecting to start before they start, that they need to have everything ready and start perfect on that very first day. See, all we did was built in that time for you to get ready and have that perfect start all last week. So many of you are putting so much pressure on yourselves to be perfect and frustrating yourselves because you don't have what you need. And oh my gosh, and we totally knew that you weren't going to have what you needed because we started on Monday of prep week. We started to roll out the information. You started to ask the questions. We started to answer the questions. You started to run out and grab what you need. You started to make the changes. And now in week one, we are expecting everyone at this point to be somewhat up to speed, to know exactly what they need to do. The focus is being as consistent as possible with that food plan. You've got to be consistent with it to allow the body to calm down from the changes to it. Some of you are noticing your hunger levels are all over the place. Some of you are hungry. Some of you are not hungry. Some of you are hungry in between meals. Some of you are hungry at night. Some of you don't have any appetite whatsoever. Some of you are constipated. Some of you have loose bowel movements. Some of you are sleeping and having the best sleeps of your life. And some of you are having the worst sleeps of your life. That's because your bodies are all adjusting and reacting to the changes that you have made. They're going to continue to do that. Be as consistent as possible. Allow the body to calm down from those changes so that when we move forward, there's a nice clear path ahead, and then we can start making tweaks to the food plan based on how your body is responding. So just a heads up, we don't count, we don't weigh, we don't measure, we don't do any of those things. We focus on portions by being in tune to them. So the first thing you need to do is kind of start to be self-aware to how your body is responding to the choices that you are making. This is why you want to make sure you hit all of the meals and snacks. This is why you want to make sure the meals that you are making are as nutrient-rich as possible, giving the body everything that it could possibly need. That is step one. So although the scale is moving for a lot of you, we're not really like, that's great, but it's also totally normal for the scale not to move. So if the scale isn't moving for you, we are not worried about that. The first few weeks of the program, all about giving the body what it needs so it no longer feels the need to store fat. That is step one. We are going to be relentless in our pursuit of getting that scale to move. But right now we want to lay that really strong foundation. One of the things I can say to you is I know you have a lot of concerns about how this is going to work, questions, you're not sure, maybe it won't work for you because you're old or you have all these health issues. All these concerns are so super valid, but they are not a concern to us. This is our 13th group. I've been helping people lose weight for 30 years. You are not going to come along and stump us. You're not going to be the one person that we cannot help. We're not concerned about you at all, right? We've heard all the questions before. I mean, this is why the information is so extensive. In this group, every time someone has asked a question, the answer has gone into this book. We've heard all the questions, we've heard all the concerns, we've heard it all. And not to say that we know it all, because we're always, learning to grow. We definitely are far from knowing it all, but I do know a lot when it comes to weight loss. And I've put my entire heart and soul into this whole process. The Livy method works. It works really well, but there is a rhyme and a reason to it. There are four videos, three of them we posted on the weekend that you must watch, just as reminders, my method video, the food plan video, the detox video, and the scale video. Make sure you take time to watch those. All right, I'm going to get right into your questions, because moving forward from now on in these lives, I'm going to say good morning, good evening. Let's get right to it. Let's get right into these questions. So as soon as you pump on, load them up. Hi, Bill. Down 3 pounds week one. Good start. Not hungry for most part, especially after dinner. Yeah, you know, most of you are going to find that the food plan meets your body's needs. It's all about what your body is used to, right? Portions right now are all about what your body is used to consuming, how much insulin your body is used to utilizing on a daily basis. Homeostasis is what it calls. Your body gets used to functioning at a certain level. This is where your body is regulating your hormones and your body temp and your blood flow and your metabolism and all of those things. And we're going to be, let's say your body is in homeostasis at that set point in regards to where your weight is. And so what we want to do over the next few months is downsize your body or decrease that set point, and then create new kind of moments of homeostasis, where then your body gets used to functioning at this new weight, and that's your plateau, right? This is why you're going to have ups, you're going to have downs, and more importantly, you're going to have plateaus in the process. So it's all about the downward trend when it comes to that scale that's headed in the right direction, and this is where you want your body's going to interject those plateaus to help stabilize the weight that you have lost, right? Lots of you having questions after that bread, the breads, pastas, crackers, and flours post, saying things like, if I take these out now, am I going to gain weight later when I add them in? They never cause you to gain weight in the first place. Over consuming them, you know, in larger portions, going long periods of time, you know, and then eating the larger meals, and then, you know, going, you know, all the next day not eating again. It's more in combination of a variety of different things. Long periods of time without eating, high stress, lack of sleep, all of those things. So we're going to reset everything. So carbohydrates do not make you fat. You do not need to worry. I eat pizza and pasta and carbs all the time. I eat chips practically every night for breakfast, you know, which I haven't been doing actually because I'm following the plan, feeling pretty good these days. But yeah, like the carbs don't make you fat. They never did. And that's a huge myth in the diet industry. And we are not taking them out because they make you fat or cause you to gain weight. We are taking them out because your body is used to using a certain amount of insulin to create that homeostasis. Your body doesn't need the amount of food you are eating. In a lot of your cases, it needs the right foods at the right time. So we're trying to decrease the amount of insulin your body is used to using. So that will lead to you consuming smaller portions, but feeling just as satisfied. So taking out things that cause your insulin levels to increase, like your breads and your pastas and your crackers and things like that, is a way to speed up the weight loss process. Also, they don't have a lot of nutritional, they don't have a lot of nutrient value in them. Breads, pastas, like they're processed foods, you know, like black bean pasta is not the same as eating black beans, right? So, all right. Am I frozen? Looks like my thing is frozen. I hope I'm not frozen. All right, let's get into these questions. So I said I was going to answer questions and I went on a tangent. It is crazy here. Hi, Michelle. I posted a pic on my page. If you want to see it, I can't find my car. Yeah, I know. I believe you live like way out in the middle of nowhere somewhere. So I can only imagine the snow this morning. Good morning. And nice to have this to watch in a very snowy morning here in Ontario. Hi, Leah. Yeah, I was looking forward to jumping on today. I'm like, take me to my happy place. Take me to my happy place. Once again, I can see this on my phone, but not Facebook. Well, you have to be on Facebook to be seeing it on your phone. So you have to be on Facebook in the group in order to see this, because the Facebook group is private. So if you're seeing this now, you are seeing it in Facebook. Hi, Claudia. Good morning. Happy snowy Monday. I bailed on my first session this fall halfway through because my head just wasn't in it. Yep. But I'm back with a better attitude and I'm confident I'll be successful this time. I was discouraged yesterday morning when the scale was right back at my day one weight, even though I'd followed the plan to a T all week. Well, that makes sense. If you're following the plan to a T all week, not only would your weight probably be the same before it drops, it's going to go up before it drops, right? But your words regarding the scale fluctuation stuck in my head, so I persevered, stuck to the plan yesterday, and the scale was down 2 pounds this morning. Right? You know what I mean? Like, exactly. Thank you for this. I'm going to read this again because it's so important. And this is what I mean. Like, a lot of the frustration isn't with the program. The program and the process works. It's not with me. It's not with my team. A lot of times the frustration comes from just being back at this again. And so many people create so much unnecessary noise and drama in their head when it comes to the scale. And I know why, right? Because you guys are like, you know, having lost it and gained it and lost it and gained it and everything that you've been told, you know, out in the diet industry. But the reality is, it is normal for your weight to go up before it drops. And, you know, so for us, we're not going to be like, oh my God, like, you know, like there's nothing to be sad faced about. There's nothing to be frustrated about when your body is responding exactly as how we suggest it will. You know what I mean? Like, I don't say things for shits and giggles, and I don't blow smoke. I'm pretty straight up. You guys are probably figuring this out at this point. But, you know, that's the thing. And this is why you want to read that scale post and read it again and read it again and watch that video and watch the video again and look at the scales and the examples and stuff that we're going to post and, you know, to put your mind at ease. So, you know, you cannot be upset when your body's responding exactly how we've told you it would respond. And I love that you wrote this out, because it's very typical where people say to me, wow, I've done all of the things and my weight is up. And I'm like, okay, and yeah, we told you it would be. So expect it to go back down. And then it always prefaces and people always come back, oh my God, just like you said, my weight came down. Well, yes. Listen, as complex as the body is, if you do this, the body responds like that. The body is not wanting to lug around a bunch of extra fat. Your body's not trying to make you fat. I know some of you feel like it is. That's just based on, you know, having lost weight and then, you know, and doing it through that deprived, eat less, exercise more, burn the fat, whatever you want to do. You know, it reinforces the fat for your body to store the fat, which is why when you lose weight on those diets, your body starts gaining it all back plus more every single time. That's how your body's designed. There are mechanisms in play in your body to prevent you from starving, to prevent you from, you know, whatever. So if you take your emergency fat reserve and you keep using it, guess what? Your body's like, yo, I'm going to store it all back for you. It's going to keep doing that, thinking it's doing you a favor, right? Not the outcome that you want. So I love this, Claudia. This is so great. I'm going to read this again. I was discouraged yesterday morning when the scale was right back. See, the issue is a lot of people would have got discouraged. And what do? You blow off your day. You blow off the plan. You just, you know, whatever. I'm discouraged. This isn't working. When in reality, it's working exactly how we told you it would work, right? But it's all that deep. It all comes down to that deep belief system. It all comes down. The biggest obstacle for a lot of you is working through that belief system. Like, I know if I say to you right now, do you actually believe that you'll be successful? Like, I believe you will be successful if you show up and you follow the plan. But do you actually believe, like, if you say to yourself right now in your feeling, your gut, do you feel I will be here at the end? I know that I have what it takes to show up every single day. I'm going to work through my shit. I know this shit is going to get hard. It's going to get messy, but I'm going to be here. I'm going to do everything it takes so that I am here at the end. And I know some of you hope you're going to be here at the end. You're optimistic you're going to be here at the end. You want to be here at the end, but you cannot say without a shadow of a doubt 100% that you're going to be here. You're going to stick with this and you're going to keep showing up, right? I know that. So we're busting through that belief system. And then some of you don't believe. You can lose the weight. And then you're not going to believe that you can maintain the weight. Then that whole leads into a whole other conversation about maintenance. You know what I mean? So we got to be busting through a lot of those belief systems along the way, you know? So cut yourself some slack. I'm not saying that, you know, don't be frustrated. I would never say that, because you're going to be anyway. But don't let your frustration take you out of the game, right? Recognize where it's coming from. Recognize what it's all about. You may be frustrated that your weight isn't moving like other people's weight is moving, but it is going to move, right? And I say that, and I'm like saying that, like, just hoping people will grab onto that, because, man, I know how, I can only imagine how easy it is to not have faith, And this is why we love that 90% of our members are by referral. So chances are you're here because you know someone who's successful. So you got to hold on to every bit of faith that you possibly can, right? To help you bust through that belief system. I'm gonna repeat this one more time because it's so huge. I was discouraged yesterday morning when the scale was right back at my day one weight, even though I'd followed the plan to a T all week, but your words regarding scale fluctuation stuck in my head. So I persevered, stuck to the plan yesterday, and the scale was down 2 pounds this morning. Yes, 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 yes. You're going to hear that so many times, so many times, so many times. Now, Claudia, now listen up. Now that the scale has started to move, regardless of what happens tomorrow, because chances are your weight might go up tomorrow. That didn't mean that you gained weight back. It means that your body is retaining water to continue to drop, right? So regardless of what happens on the scale tomorrow, maybe it'll be down, maybe it'll be the same, maybe it'll be up. You assume that your body is still dropping weight for the next 3 to 4 days, because when your body is in detox, it's constantly retaining water to get stuff out. And if you're not drinking enough water, then you can, your body can end up retaining it, and that can have your weight up. So this is also why when we say when your weight drops, awesome, make sure you stay on top of the water. So it doesn't mean drink more, 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 push, push, push. It just means make sure you are drinking and staying on top of the amount of water that you need to drink to be hydrated. Because when you are in detox like that, all of a sudden water isn't as appealing, right? So that's part two, Claudia's, is now support that body in detox. Stick to that plan. Now, the other thing is that people tend to drop the ball on the water when that weight starts to move, and it's really important that you keep up with it, so focus on that. The other thing people do is they tend to like want to scale back on portions, right? Now, all of a sudden, the weight is starting to move. Okay, let me skip my meals and snacks. Let me eat less. That's going to get me ahead. It's not going to. In fact, it's going to have the opposite effect. So I know, as terrifying as it is, once that scale starts to move, you want to really dig into that food plan. Make sure you're hitting all your meals and snacks. Make sure you're making them nutrient rich, and make sure you're eating them to satisfaction. I know some of you don't know what satisfaction means. We're going to break that down the next few days. Some of you guys just eat until your belly is distended. You eat everything on your plate. So we're gonna really get into what satisfaction means. We're going to work on being as in tune as possible. But those of you who are returning and you guys already know what it means to be in tune, make sure you are eating to satisfaction on a whole level, right? Super in tune to that. And that's about the portions and in the moment and what they feel like, not about what they look like. So I don't mean keep those portions small. What I mean is be extra in tune, right? Extra in tune. Hi, Joanne. Up over the weekend, but still lower than I was starting the program last Monday. Ready to crush it this week. Okay, so a lot of times too, your weight indulging over the weekend can actually like stress your body out and throw it into detox. So a lot of times your weight will be up and then it'll start to drop and then it will continue to drop, right? So this is why you never blow off, your day or your weekend or whatever, just based on a few bites of bits, right? Because sometimes an off weekend can actually get your body into detox and it can actually get that scale moving. Not that I suggest you have an off weekend. Where are we? First time you're here. Hi, Mary. I'm really hoping that this will be my finally and forever diet. I have tried all the diets under the sun, feeling more attuned to my body, especially certain foods and exercise. I am stoked that I've released 4.7 pounds from prep week. I'm going to keep going and see what happens. Well, I certainly hope that you do keep going. Listen, wrap your head around those 3 months. Wrap your head around those 3 months. You know, don't be hopeful. Do. The program works. There's like tons of before and afters over on my website. Like, read the bios of my team. Chances are you're here because you know someone who's been successful. I'm telling you, we can help you. I'm telling you, you can be successful. All you got to do is show up. Thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands. You know, over 50,000 people in the last few years we've helped. Last year alone, 7,000 people who filled out our survey lost a combined total of over 100,000 pounds. Like, this shit works. So don't hope, show up and do. That's what you need to do. Hope is only going to get you so far. A lot of times, every morning, thousands of people getting on that scale, hoping, wishing, wanting. Guess what? That's not going to get you anywhere. You got to show up. You got to do. You know, you got to hang in there. You got to work through. You know, shit's going to get messy. It's going to get messy. You may be motivated now. We're week one. Woo! You know, when we're week four, week five. You know, but we're in it, you know, oh my God, it's taking forever. Am I going to get there? Oh, the scale, You know, getting out of your own way, dealing with sabotage, future tripping. You know, my scale's starting to move. Oh my God, this is working for me. What if I can't maintain it? You're going to have all of the feels moving forward. Pay attention to how you're talking to yourself. Pay attention to the things you say to me. Say, like, you know what I mean? Are you saying things that are like, you know, grounding yourself, you know, solidifying what you're doing here? Are you manifesting, you know, making this happen? Are you kind of hoping, wishing, wanting? Like, how are you speaking to yourself? Oh, you know, okay, one more day, maybe I'll hang in there. Fuck that shit, I'm gonna crush this. You know what I mean? Come hell or high water, I'm gonna be here at the end. It may get messy. It may not be perfect. You know, it may not be as easy as peasy as I want to, but you know what? I'm gonna give this a go. I'm going to be here at the end. You know, we doing this program, this process, are no different than our children in university. I got a daughter, she's at art school. She wants to quit. I'm like, and then what? Then what you gonna do? Then what are you gonna do? You know, and I didn't tell her what she can and cannot do. I just said to her, make a plan. Let's have a vision for yourself. So if you don't go to art school, all expenses paid, beautiful place to live downtown with your roommates, having the time of your life, then what? What are you going to do? Because mommy and daddy ain't going to pay for your place downtown. And so you're going to be back home. You're going to have to get a job. Like, you don't have an education except for your high school. Like, where? What kind of job are you going to get? It's not going to pay for the lifestyle that you want, kids. So what next? You know, what next? And tithing kind of the same. Like, what next? Like, so if you're signing up for this course, you started, you end. Are you going to finish this course? Or are you going to bail halfway through and give up because it's not fun? Or, you know, you're not getting the best marks, or you don't have all the time in the world to finish it. So maybe you'll end up with a B rather than an A. So you're not going to do it because you can't get the A. Do you know what I mean? Like, showing up for this for yourself is no different than showing up for anything else in your life. You got to follow through. You got to finish. And I think with weight loss, so many people have had an open-ended, like, it's open-ended. There's no end game to their weight loss journey. 20 years, done all the diets. How many times have you heard that? Done all the diets. Yeah, no doubt you have. You probably started at Weight Watchers when you're 12. You've cycled all back them. You went back to Weight Watchers a million times. You got that lifetime membership. You done keto, the intermittent fasting, high protein, low fat. You've done them all. You know, you've done them all over the years. You know, if you have done all those diets, you're still at it. You have not failed. You have persevered. I say that all the time. And it's really important because I think that can affect your belief system and your ability to do things. It affects your confidence when you're constantly working really hard at something and thinking that you've accomplished it and have it taken away from you, and it feels like in an uncontrollable way. That happens when you do those diets, right? You do the diet, you get that payoff, look at me, wow, everyone notices, you're excited, you buy the new wardrobe, and then you start eating what you need to do because you're human and you need food for energy, and all of a sudden uncontrollably that weight just pops back on and on and on and on and on, you know? So that does a lot to your mental health with this process. So it makes sense that you may not have those, you know, you may not know 100% if you're going to be here or not going to be here. I think your mom and dad are calling you. Yeah. Where are we? I haven't lost any weight in 3 days. I actually gained a half a pound, but my body isn't used to drinking water. Could that be it? Please watch the scale video. You know, it's totally normal for you not to lose weight. I'm not going to apologize for that. I am not going to apologize for it. It is totally fucking normal not to lose a freaking pound like a month in. And I know you guys don't want to hear that, but the reality is I got to sell you the real deal. Am I concerned about you losing your weight? No. Am I going to give the guarantee you're going to lose weight in the next couple of weeks? Absolutely no. No. You know, I don't know what's going to happen. I know, though, that if you continue to show up, you are going to lose weight. If you're here at the end, chances are you're going to lose a huge chunk of weight. But in terms of the timeline that your body has in mind, I have no idea. I don't know how diligently you're showing up. I don't know, you know, what health issues you're bringing to the table. Like, I don't know anything about you, you know? This is a great question. So whoever asked it, don't take offense. This is a great question. You know, but the thing is that you're looking for a reason why you haven't dropped any weight, when in reality, it could be a million things. As long as you're showing up and doing what you need to do, the scale will move, right? The water isn't, like, first of all, your whole verbiage, I actually gained half a pound. You didn't, like, guys, my weight can fluctuate 10 pounds in a week. I'll start posting my weight every day so you guys can see how much it fluctuates. Oh my goodness. If I actually thought I was really gaining weight, I would make myself crazy. My weight fluctuates all the time. If I drink alcohol, if I don't drink my water, if I get a crappy sleep, if I do yard work, or if I work out, my body's sore, if I have salty food, hard to digest food, if my period's coming, if I'm ovulating, oh Christ, with my period coming once a month and ovulating once a month, my weight is guaranteed to be up twice a month just based on that alone. Your weight is going to fluctuate for so many reasons. Please understand, you're not going to gain any weight. Thinking that you're going to gain weight implies that eating food makes you fat, and it just really doesn't. And I know, I understand why you guys think that because of the diets that you've done and that instinct to gain back the weight. But following the food plan, no one is going to gain real weight. So we have to really watch the terminology that you use. And that may seem a little crazy pants to you guys, but listen, you know, the diet industry has, you know, created a lot of disordered eating and issues when it comes to food, and really mess with people's heads. And we have to deal in real life, and we cannot continue to feed into that. And thinking that you've gained weight by just following a super healthy food plan is not real life, right? So we need to understand when we're talking about that. And all that has happened is that you've been following the food plan and your weight has gone up. And if you've been doing all the things, guess what? It's normal for your weight to go down. You guys, for the love of God, and please for the sanity of myself and my team, please review the scale post and watch the video. And for your own sanity, and this may seem like real serious here, but honestly, you know, I know the stress that you guys are feeling, and I know the angst that you're feeling when you're getting on the scale and the weight is up. But if you're holding on to that fact of really wanting to believe the weight is up when the scale is up, it's just that's torturing yourself. It really is, because you have to understand, I try to explain it. It sounds like craziness to me, honestly, when people say that, oh my God, I've gained weight overnight. Like, I swear I'm doing everything right. And I'm like, oh my God. Like, and it's not that I'm frustrated. Don't get me wrong. I can answer the same question a million times. I've been talking about the same shit for 30 years. It's not personal frustration. It's like, I feel for people, because what you're doing is keeping yourself festering in funk. You're keeping yourself in this funk about the scale and not wanting to see the reality of it, which, you know, the scale, it's normal for the scale to go up before the scale goes down. So, you know, to preface things like, I'm doing all the things, but I gained weight, you know, what's going on? What? You know, you following the program, the scale is up the way it normally is before your weight's about to drop. So people will hold on and fixate, well, maybe I'm not this and maybe I'm not that, or maybe you're doing all the things right and the scale is up because your weight is about to drop, right? So the water, let me talk about the water for a sec. We're going to have Dr. Pfeiffer do a great video for us. I know a lot of you have concerns about the water. We're actually going to have Dr. Pfeiffer come on and join us and have a conversation about water and all the concerns that you have about it at the end of the day. Water doesn't cause you to be full. Water doesn't satisfy your appetite. It just doesn't. Water can, if you're drinking too much water in a short period of time, it can make your belly feel distended because you're drinking too much water in a short period of time. But water doesn't do anything affecting your weight wise. You know, if you don't drink enough water when you do a diet and you're burning fat, that's called water weight. That's because people aren't drinking enough water. That's where that term comes from. On our program, you're drinking lots of water. It's not going to cause the weight scale to be up, but it can cause your body to go into detox and retain the water because your scale's about to drop. You know what I mean? So listen, we want you guys to work out these concerns. Do not take this as being, you know, not asking your questions about the scale being up, because, you know, absolutely we want to put your mind at ease. But, you know, it just hurts my heart. So many of you stressing about the scale when you're doing everything right, when what's happening on the scale is because you're doing everything right at the end of the day, you know. You're going to get to know your patterns of behavior and response. I'm gonna start sharing. Some of you out there I'm following on Instagram, always sharing your scales and stuff. You got some great scales I'm going to share. Hopefully you guys won't mind. I'll reach out and ask for permission first. But I think it's real life. Like, it's real life. A real life scale goes up and down and up and down and has plateaus. And you can hit a lowest low and then go back way up past that lowest low and then come back way down past that lowest low. Like, you guys have all been told that, you know, weight loss looks like that. And that is the problem here. Weight loss presents you with a before and after and a straight line down. That's the diet industry. Before, after, straight line down, eat less, exercise more, simple as that. And that's actually not real life. There's a before, there's an after, and there's a really messy middle. And it's also reflected on the scale. And that's normal. That's normal, right? That's normal. That's normal. Great conversation, you guys, this morning. Hi, Janice. Good morning. This is such a fun week. I hope everyone hits the ground running. So much to learn. It's amazing. Yes. You'll find that the information slows down. Although we keep it coming, it's not as intense as it was prep week. Prep week is our busiest week by far. Don't forget to be using the guides. Don't forget to use the little done button at the bottom. You can click done. It gives you a nice little green check mark. That way, when you are checking the guides, you can easily keep track of any new information and anything that you've already read and seen. Week one is super excited around here. Again, remember, the goal is to be as consistent as possible with the food plan. I've been talking a lot in the last couple of days saying, if you just follow the food plan, even though you have lots of questions about how this is going to work, what's going to happen is your body's going to start adjusting and adapting to it. And then things are going to start happening and you're going to start noticing, and the things that that I'm saying are going to start resonating. Totally normal to wonder how, like, I lose sleep at night. Not like, listen, 20,000 people have signed up to lose weight. I do not lose sleep over trying to help them. I get excited about that. I get excited about trying to help you guys lose weight. What I lose sleep about, and I haven't fucking slept in like 2 weeks. What I lose sleep about is, are people going to stick around? I know it's frustrating if the scale isn't moving for you, right? Like, I totally get that. And I know this is so new for so many of you, but I literally lose sleep about, how do I convince them to stick around? I mean, I don't want to convince anyone to do anything. That's not what this is about, but that's what I lose sleep on, you guys. Just so you know, not on if I can help you. That, like, taking 20,000 people on in a weight loss program and having them expect results does not terrify me at all. In fact, that really excites me. But really, what really makes me lose sleep is, like, will they stick around long enough in order to help you guys? Like, that's the takeaway here. Wrap your head around the full 3 months. You need it. Even if you only have 5 pounds to lose, right? You want to lose it finally and forever. You want to address why that body's feeling the need to store fat. Why you've been trying so long to lose those last few pounds, right? You want to lose it. You want to solidify it. You want to be in tune with your body's needs so that you move forward. You never have to worry about it again, you know? 5 pounds, 50 pounds. Process is the same. I'm waking up a lot during the night to pee still. I keep trying to decrease my water intake at night, but even drinking over 100 ounces during the day. I'm very thirsty at night. I'm also noticing I'm very hungry when I'm waking up. I do fall asleep very fast. Okay, so all of this, again, very typical. Being extra hungry, extra thirsty, heading into bedtime, especially when you've eaten all day and drank in a lot of water, sign of detox. That's a sign of detox. Getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom, also a sign of detox, right? That can be a sign of detox as well. So sometimes you're going to have the best sleeps of your life, and other times they're going to be very interrupted because your body's in active detox. When you sleep is when your body repairs and rebuilds and makes change and also works through your circadian rhythm. So about 10:30 at night, your body starts, like, shutting you down, going through your hormones, you know, doing what it needs to do with them, addressing, like, it's like kind of like does this systems check, you know, throughout the day. And around 3 or 4 o'clock time is when it hits your circadian, it hits your kidneys and your liver. And that's generally when you're waking up at that 3 or 4 o'clock time, right? Plus, all of this is new. And this is when I talk about this week is all about being consistent as possible to allow the body to adapt and respond to that. I mean, figure out your sleep schedule, you know, try to get adjusted to the increase in water, get adapt to the change in foods, which is affecting some of your bowel movements, right? Some of you made a change in your diet and you went from being regular to now you're having issues being constipated, which, don't suffer. Make sure you take something. We have a post on that coming down the pipeline, right? And that's, so this is exactly what I mean. Hunger levels all over the place. Some of you hungry when you were never hungry before. Some of you have never been hungry. Now you're hungry all the time. Some of you were hungry all the time before. And now you're never hungry at all, right? So these things are all normal. The body all reacting and responding and not sleeping, and some of you sleeping better and pooping and not pooping, and that, you know, changing and all of that. This is what I mean by, let's be consistent about week one to allow the body to really calm down and settle in and adjust to the food plan, right? Food plan more than meets the body's needs. What's going to happen is the body's going to adjust to the food that is coming in. All of a sudden, you're going to start feeling satisfied on smaller portions. Naturally, your portions will start to decrease. Naturally, you're going to start to notice you get fuller faster and satisfied longer. You know, these are sort of things that just naturally start to happen. But a lot of times what I find is people are so in their head trying to control the process that, you know, they're messing with the process. So rather than just, you know, doing what they need to do and kind of, you know, maximizing and putting the focus on, you know, being as consistent as possible with that, they get caught up in all the, you know, the unsurety or in the angstiness about it, right? And that's why you'll see a lot of returning members say, like, just put your faith in Gina, just follow the process. And a lot of that is, we do not want you to have blind faith. We don't, because we want you to ask questions. We want you to know what you are doing. This is why we want you to ask questions. But also in the same sense, there is a rhyme and a reason to the food plan. And a lot of times you guys want to know, how does it all work? But that would, like you got the whole day? You know what I mean? Like, do you have the whole day for me to explain it to you, honestly? Because it's a process that happens over the course of 3 months, right? Where we're approaching weight loss from a variety of different angles here. So it's kind of hard to explain, you know, how it's all going to work. What I can explain is, it's a very systematic method where what you eat and when is going to change and evolve as your body is changing and evolve, right? So we're not just like, so eating healthy you know, is definitely different than eating healthy in a way that's conducive to fat loss, right? If you're just trying to lose weight by eating healthy, it's going to take you forever, honestly. It's going to take you forever. So this is like a concentrated way of eating in a healthy way to help your body get rid of this weight. It's healthy for your body and your mind. I'm having veggie soup for lunch. What kind of protein is good to add to this meal? You know, so we did the whole proteins, carbs, and fats list. So if you want to refer back to that, you can use it by, you search the bar at the top, go into the guides. It has a whole breakdown of all a list of proteins, including all your vegan proteins as well. So there's a, I mean, anything will work. That's such a loaded question. You could throw an egg in there, you know, your all of your basic proteins, turkey, chicken, beef, one of those things. You can have sliced meat on the side. You could have, I mean, oh my God, there's so many options, right? So that's what I would suggest is like, also, I don't know you. What do you feel like today, right? Like, what do you feel like? Are you vegan? Are you not vegan? What do you feel like? Do you feel like, you know, chicken? Do you feel like beef? Do you feel like fish? Do you feel like something lighter? Maybe some chickpeas? Like, you know, I don't know. So a big part of this too will be not only picking foods that, you know, work with the components, but also like what's most appealing to you as well, right? So part of being mindful and in tune is not just like, you know, choosing foods based on, okay, this fits the bill, but also like, is this what, you know, is this the best choice for you? Is this maximizing my efforts? And you know, is this appealing? Is this like when it comes to your fruits, those of our returning members, you guys know the deal, right? Don't just like switch your fruits based on the color of the rainbow. Ask yourself, you know, of the fruits available to me this morning, what is most appealing, right? Do I want the apple? Do I want the banana? Do I want the orange? Do I want those cotton candy grapes, bitches? You guys see those are back? Tony picks them up. Tony picks them up on the weekend. Wow, so good. Cotton candy grapes. So great. Pop them in your freezer. I know it's winter time, but oh, so good. May work for a grapefruit snack. Where are we? Okay. Back to, I don't even know what question I was asking. Oh yeah. So you're having the soup, Rafaela. I'm having a veggie soup for lunch. What kind of protein is good to add to this meal? Yeah. You got so many options, so many options. Don't stress about it. A lot of times people really overthink protein. You know, it's not about more and more and more and more. It's just making sure you have that component in there, right? You could also do something like a variety of like throw some hemp parts in there, throw some cheese in there, you know, so that protein tends to add up real quick. So you got options. Can you add granola to oats? I also take collagen. Is there a better time? Collagen can be taken at any time, and you can add granola to oats. You just have to think like high protein really is the focus for your breakfast, right? So it's really easy to carb that shit up and, you know, spike those insulin levels, not to be, you know, too crazy about it. Just make sure you're making protein the focus. A lot of added granolas have a lot of added sugar and such to them. So it depends on the granola as well. So read the ingredients list. That's all. I'm up 3.5 pounds, but I'm not stressing because I know there's a reason I'll eventually go down. Was a bit disappointed, but watch your post on detox and scale. Now I'm good. Yes, 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 yes. All the yes, all the yes. Yes, exactly right. So a couple things. Your weight could be up because it's about to drop, plus also in combination with a variety of other reasons why it could be up. So then it's up, up. You know what I mean? And then to complicate it even more, like if you ate in a way this weekend that you thought your weight was going to be up and you thought for sure the weight was going to be up today, but your weight is the same or it's actually down, you know, chances are you're actually in detox and your weight is like down. So sometimes your weight can actually be up on the scale, but it's actually on its way down. So this is why we're kind of like, how is your body adjusting to the food plan? How is your body responding? What's happening on the scale, along with you cross-referencing what you're doing and where you're at in this process, you know? So that's why this scale is not a be-all and end-all measure of success. This is how we're using it as a tool. Like, okay, so my weight should be up today on this scale. Why isn't it? Well, that must mean that it's actually on the way down. So let me get into making sure I'm supporting my body, drinking the water, following that food plan today, right? Rather than letting it deter you or, you know, that's the sort of figuring out what it's about. Like I have been doing everything that Gina says, you know, I have been like 100% and the scale is up. Okay. So if I'm doing everything that Gina says, she says it's normal for the scale to be up, then chances are my weight is going to be on the way down. So let me dig my heels in and, you know, keep going with the process. So a lot of that is kind of just assessing where you're at. But if you're festering in funk and you're freaking yourself out and you're future tripping, it's really hard to be in the moment with all of this, right? Because you're kind of keeping yourself stuck, focusing on what you're focused on, you know, rather than just kind of going with the flow and doing what you need to do and kind of being open to how your body's going to respond and what that kind of timeline is going to look like, right? You're guaranteed, listen, just like in life, like there are so many times like everything I've done in life I've accomplished, but none of it has been on the timeline that I thought it was going to be on. Oh my God. Like I applied to host TV shows when I was pregnant. Like what? you know? And when I was young, I thought, oh, I could just do it all. Like, now I look back and think, how the hell I thought I was going to host a TV show when I was pregnant? What? You know, but I really thought I could do it. And in my mind, when I applied for the job and I didn't get it, I was, like, really disappointed. Like, actually disappointed. I was a fucking fool! Who the hell is going to hire a girl who's pregnant to host a show? Well, she got to, like, host for 2 days and take the time off to go have a baby. And who's got time to host a daily show full-time when they got a brand new baby? Nobody! You know, I mean, maybe if I'd already had the job and had a support system, but who applies for a job? But I, when I was young, thought I was going to get it. I thought I was deserving of it. I thought I knew I could do it. So I actually was really disappointed when I didn't get that opportunity. And now I look back and thinking, what the heck was I thinking? Like, thank goodness. Oh my goodness. That's not how I want to raise my baby, is being stressed out about trying to do a new job and one of those things. Like, you know, it wasn't my time. It wasn't my time. And I've come to realize a lot of that. And not to say this isn't your time with weight loss. This absolutely is your time. But there is never a good time to lose weight. So it's just a matter of, like, showing up. But what's going to happen is, chances are it's not going to happen on your timeline. It's not. You can hope and wish and want and dream and work your ass off and, you know, make it happen. And it's still not going to happen on your timeline, right? So try to be open to that, because a lot of frustration comes from, you know, not losing when people want to lose and when they expect that they feel that they should lose, and all of their hard work, man, it should be down. And yeah. Man, it should be down. But is it going to go down? Yeah, just hang in there. Keep it going, you know. So that's a big part. A lot of people take themselves out. They fester in that funk and they focus on things that just are not helping. It's real easy here to, because it's hard for us to focus on ourselves, and it's hard for a lot of you to keep yourselves prioritized in this process. In life, it's hard for you guys to pry. You put everything and everyone else in front of yourself, right? So just constantly keeping the focus on yourself, it's hard to do that. And it's so easy to get sidetracked. And we shut down conversations in this group all the time. If the conversation happening in this group is not conducive to helping people lose weight, then we don't keep it in the group. That's because this is about losing weight, you know. There's a lot that goes along with that, but this is where we want to keep the focus. And it's real easy to get sidetracked focusing on other things to kind of, you know, think about rather than staying focused on what you need. A heads up, and some great insight if you're new into the program. Week 3 is all about consistency and boredom and mindfulness. It's called consistency and mindfulness, which is all about being so consistent with the food plan and being mindful about how your body's responding to it. But a big part of that is working through boredom. So come week 3, we almost want you so routine that you're bored. And what's going to happen is your body's going to calm down, right? And really come to rely on the routine and having adjusted to the routine. And your body's going to get to this real happy place when you work through that boredom, like eating out of boredom, eating because you're stressed, you're eating out of whatever. Like, that week's a great week for helping you work through a lot of those issues of utilizing food for other things. And then also what's going to happen when you roll through that week 3 and into week 4 is you start to feel amazing. Body is changing. Weight is dropping. Body is super happy. But then a super happy, content body, not so motivated to work hard and make change. And this is where, moving forward from there, we start to make changes to that food plan, and we dive in and we really start to get that body to specifically focus on that scale. We are relentless in our pursuit. We do it in all the healthy ways, but we maximize our efforts and we do all of the things. So just as a heads up, that's where we're headed. So you got to really be focused on being as consistent as possible with that food plan this week. And then, you know, the next few weeks moving forward, really, really focus on how your body's adjusting to it. Think internally calming down to it, you know. So if you're rolling into like week 3 and you're like, man, I'm so bored of this food plan, you are in a good place. Sometimes people are like, but I love the food plan and I can follow it forever. Great, but you're not going to follow it forever. Eventually we're going to phase you off this food plan. Eventually, does anyone else have a video that jumps and misses part of our conversation? I think it's the connection with the snowstorm today. Even my connection is, I noticed my screen is freezing. How's our connection there, Tony? Do you know?
It looks fine,
but I think the snowstorm probably is causing a lot of issues with internet and such. Hi, Cindy. Day 1, 12 weeks. Let's do this. I'm ready to maximize all the things. So I'm crossing off a gentle walk in nature off today's list. Okay, don't get stuck in the snow. Okay, maximizing. You're going to hear us talk a lot about maximizing. I love maximizing because it refers to all the other things that you can do to help yourself on this weight loss journey besides the food, the water, and the supplements that we're going to talk about in week 2, which are super basic and probably not what you think they are. They're just basic things like omega-3, vitamin D, magnesium, really super basic. basic. Supplements not make or break. We're not in a hurry to have the conversation. In fact, I suggest you hold off for a reason. You really want to allow your body to adjust to this food plan first before you add things in. And then you also really want to know if you need to add them in. We're going to present the information. Aaron Kaufman's going to be back. We're going to talk to Dr. Paul. So no rush to run out and grab anything that you need whatsoever. This is definitely not a supplement program. That's the biggest takeaway. Not a supplement program at all. But there are so many things that you can do. Managing your stress and moving your body and helping with sleep and all these other things that people don't talk about. Calories in versus calories out, whatever. And there's so many other things that can really help with this process. So if you hear us talk about maximizing, we got a post for you guys that breaks down 20 things that you can do to maximize your efforts that we're going to be talking about in the next few weeks. When I say relentless about moving that dial on the scale, we will be relentless about moving that dial on the scale. But right now it's about being consistent with that food plan, right? Really being understand the ask there. Consistent with your food choices, consistent with getting that water in, right? And then we want that to calm down. And here's where week two comes in. And this is where we really allow the body to calm down. At the end of this week, we're introducing bonus snacks. So after your body's been following the food plan for a while, those of you noticing that you're continually hungry or you could use more food, we're going to introduce bonus snacks towards the end of the week for you guys. So these are extra snacks you're going to be able to add in. And then moving forward on week two, once your body has, you got the formula intact, your body has calmed down, this is where you can start to notice deficiencies popping in and look to add any supplements that can help with the process. Right? So it's kind of really cool. Like everything in its own good time, everything for a rhyme and a reason. We're trying to take this weight off in the least stressful way, in a way that's going to be easy to maintain, right? So I know I'm going to frustrate the crap out of you guys by making you be patient for this, by, you know, not freaking out when the scale's going up and not being in a rush to see it down. But we really, really, really want to lose this weight in the right way. Really do. I'm up a couple pounds, totally normal. So if you've been working all last week on following that food plan and you had a really decent weekend, you know, keeping it together and following and your weight is up, chances are your weight is going to be on the way down. So really work that water today, you guys, stay on plan. If perhaps you indulged in the weekend and your weight is up because of that, do not sweat it. There is nothing you can do on the weekend that can't be undone by getting right back at it, because it's not real weight gain. And I mean undone because chances are if your weight is up, you're full of shit. You got backlog of food that needs to come out, that's maybe slow to move, you know, a high salt food, hard to digest food, lack of sleep, you know, being dehydrated, you know, so many things can have your weight up, right? So just regardless of what you got going on the scale today, food plan, be as consistent as possible, right? Those of you who are returning members, maximize your efforts, bust out the maximizing. Now, for those of you who are returning, you can add those supplements back in. If you've been taking a break, you can absolutely add them back in. You can take a break up until week two when we do suggest to add them in. So you can add them in now, you can add them in later. Your bodies are already used to them. So you guys have options there. Where are we? How am I doing for time? Well, I got a few more minutes. I am going to try to keep these morning lives to 45 minutes. And same thing with the evening, a little bit shorter. I know last week I tend to go on and on and on. Just want to make sure everyone's getting the information that they need. So I will try to keep them to about 45 minutes. If you guys have not heard, we are turning them into podcasts. We are like number 7 on Apple in Canada this morning, which is so fun. We're on Apple, we're on Apple now, we're also on Spotify, and we host the podcast on Acast. Tony actually did a post for you guys I really want to switch that around. He's done a post for everyone. Tony has done a post for everyone on how to try to find those podcasts for you. So after the live is done, we turn it into an audio version. You have all been asking for a really long time. So we're really happy that we have that up and posted. But also, I'm going to start a sort of a new podcast, sort of weigh in with Gina, talking about sort of things like the other day on Instagram, I did an Ask Me Anything. And so I want to kind of take those questions and turn that into a podcast and obviously still have it, you know, about weight loss, but talk about all the other things. In these lives, I tend to talk about what you need to do and not do and food-wise and all of that kind of stuff, but really sort of want to bring another element and aspect. So you'll notice on the podcast, there are the Facebook Lives, which will be scheduled by day. And then I'm also going to start my new weigh-in podcast. So that will be like a separate podcast. Perhaps I'll invite guests on and, you know, talk about a variety of other things. So if you feel inclined to listen, have a listen. I'm going to also be really sharing a lot about sort of the business behind the business. and all of the things that I really work through to be able to do the things that I need to do. I believe that any woman can be just as successful, and any kind of idea can translate. And, you know, I think a lot of women, they just, you know, they talk themselves out of the game by not being ready and having things not be perfect. And that's one thing that I've learned, is just don't wait until you're ready. Don't wait until it's perfect. And the same thing with your weight loss journey. Like, you know, we hear people say, I signed up for the last group and maybe I didn't do as great. Yeah, there's probably reasons for that, like really valid reasons. Like maybe you lost your job, or you were affected by the pandemic, or you were selling your house, or you were caring for somebody, or, you know, your kids, you needed your help. Like, chances are, if you didn't show up in the way that you wanted to, there's reasons, right? There's reasons, and there's seasons to life. There are times in life where you're crushing it, and times in life where you're feeling like you're failing at it. And, you know, I've worked through a lot. I've been a single mom with 4 kids. Obviously, this business, I was married for 20 years, you know, I have an amazing partner now, but it wasn't all sunshine and rainbows. It wasn't all bad either, but, you know, I've worked through a lot. And I just want to talk and share. You know, you guys are always asking me about things, and, you know, I am far from a makeup expert or a stylist or, you know, a businesswoman. But I'm out there and I'm doing it, and, you know, I'm going to share and talk about it. So if you're interested in that and you see that way in podcast, anyway, that's what it's about. Let's see if I can get a couple more questions in, and then newbie here. Treated prep week as week 1 and feeling pretty good so far. Happy to be down 4 pounds after jumping up and down last week. Happy but not focused on that. Had a few evenings where I felt needed a snack but stayed strong. Yes, remember, a lot of times when you're extra hungry, extra thirsty heading into the evening when you've eaten all day and drank that water, it's a sign of detox. So yes, try to hold off. You are going to be hungry, chances are, right? Have faith that you got that next meal and snack coming down the pipeline if you're hungry during the day. And if you're hungry at night, have faith that you've eaten more than enough throughout the day. And what your body needs now is to get a good night's sleep so it can repair and rebuild. You know, if you are awake at 11 o'clock at night, guess what? Your body's going to be like, yo, I see you're awake. Maybe you might want to eat. And this is where you need to say, yo, I'm just in bed. I don't need to eat. I'm not doing anything that I need energy for. I'm going to shut her down soon, so I'm good. Thanks. Like, is assessing your situation. You know, again, your body is in constant communicate with you, letting you know where it is at. And if you were awake at 11 o'clock at night, it's going to check in and say, hey, yo, should we eat? In which you should say, no, we're going to bed. But when your body is saying, hey, in this moment, if you're going to continue to stay up, we should probably eat. You need to also recognize that this moment ain't going to last. And in 10 minutes, you're headed to bed. So what's the point of eating something that's going to take 2 hours to break down before it's usable energy that you're not even going to use, because by the time it's usable energy, you're going to be asleep. So a lot of your hunger is just, you know, the body's way of communicating different things to you, not necessarily an immediate need for food, especially if you're eating so often throughout the day. A lot of you talking about physical hunger pains, like after you eat, like you eat lunch and then you're noticing your stomach grumbling, that's actually your migrating motor complex. It's not hunger pains, you guys. Not hunger pains when you, with a food you just ate, still hasn't processed and digested through your system. You know, that's your migrating motor complex processing that food through your system. You know, that's a lot of that, right? So a lot of when it comes to hunger is just kind of assessing your situation. We're going to break down hunger in the next few days. We got a post about what to do if you're not hungry and what to do if you are hungry, right? But that's what a piece of advice is, we are messing with your hunger levels. We're approaching weight loss in a variety of different ways. We're going to constantly be shaking things up and on your toes. So the way the body is going to react and respond is going to change, right? On that note, you guys, I'm going to be back tonight at 7 p.m. if you want to join me then. The 7 p.m. lives tend to have a bit of a different tone. We're tired at the end of our day. It tends to be more reflective. So, you know, we're really going to get into some conversations. Morning lives I love. Like, what a way to start your day. If you have not started yet, and we've got a post on this, it's a great idea to set some intentions. You know, what is your intention for this week? What is your intention for today? You're going to work on getting this water. You're going to work on being consistent. Are you going to use that app? You're going to set those timers. You're going to set those alarms. You know, what is your intentions for the day? And then, of course, I love the midday check-in. How are you doing on your day? And the end of day reflection. So if you want to come reflect with me tonight at 7 p.m., I would love to see you then. If I did not get to your question, which I'm sure I did not get to many, pop it over on the question of the day page. My team will get to it there. Otherwise, I hope that you're super excited about this week. Honestly, we have a lot of time left to lose a lot of weight. Please try to have fun with it. Don't forget about that. Don't be festering in your funk. You allow yourself to have the feels, right? Allow yourself to have those feels, but don't be festering in that funk, right? Don't make sure you're not getting in your own way. Show up, have fun with this, ask all the questions that you need this week. Today I did a breakdown of all the individual meals and snacks. Like I did a whole post on the fruit snack on its own, believe it or not. I filled a few minutes talking about that. So everything you could possibly need to know about those meals and snacks are on those posts for you today. We also did a recipe share page. You guys can now share your own recipes. We have posted those over in the recipe guide. We thought that it was the most easiest way for you guys to make it accessible is to keep that. Everything else moving forward will be stored in the week one guide this week, but we put the recipe share pages in the recipe guide. You can share your own recipes. You can share your favorite cookbooks. You can share your favorite chefs. You can share your favorite resources for making your meals. Please share away. The only one thing I ask is if you are sharing photos of your foods, please keep in mind that people are all different shapes and sizes and dietary needs, which means they're going to come in different portion sizes and different food combinations. So when you look at someone else's portion, don't think, oh my God, I'm eating too much or not eating enough, because you don't know anything about that person. You don't know how tall they are. You don't know how much weight they have to lose. You don't know how active they are in their day. So just please remind yourself that people are all different shapes and sizes. The same goes true for water. Not everyone needs, 6 liters of water. Some people need 2.5, 3 liters of water, right? So just keep that in mind. Otherwise, have an amazing day. I don't want to go. I'm totally procrastinating. Have an amazing day, everyone. And I'll check in later. Bye.
If there's one thing that my family and friends know me for, it's being an amazing gift giver. I owe it all to Celebrations Passport from 1-800-Flowers.com, my one-stop shopping site that has amazing gifts for every occasion. With Celebrations Passport, I get free shipping on thousands of amazing gifts. And the more gifts I give, the more perks and rewards I earn. To learn more and take your gift giving to the next level, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.